8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia coming out of Woodbridge, not in the all clear. We have the crash. It's going to be north of Newington as you come up toward the Capitol Beltway, blocking the right half of Interstate 95 northbound in Springfield. So I'm looking at delays just north of the Occoquan. Get ready if you're heading through that stretch. Now, once up onto the Beltway, inner loop into Annandale, the volume, outer loop toward Telegraph Road. Very slow as you make your travels coming in past George Mason University in the area, Braddock Road, to get you up past 123 to Roberts Parkway, because of the crash there. 66, let's go west out in Haymarket. With the overturned tractor trailer, the shoulder now gets by. 66 west of 15, eastbound, they also block a lane out in that area. So definitely a bit congested, which you're not used to in the Haymarket area at this time of the morning. So be prepared. 270 south out of Gaithersburg and Rockville, still slow, but the crash south 270 at 370, that has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high for the date, 77 degrees. It's going to get mild. A lot of cloud in, maybe a couple of rain showers, 70 degrees. A very mild 60 tonight with a southwest breeze with some rain late. Falling temperatures tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, it's 50 in Centerville, 45 in Greenbelt, 49 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A teacher explains how she put 19 students in a closet to keep them safe yesterday. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on this Thursday morning. Joining us right now is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Fox News national security strategist, New York Times best-selling author of Defeat Jihad, and former deputy assistant to President Donald Trump. Dr. Gorka, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Let's talk about Rob Porter. We've got Trey Gowdy yesterday announcing a House Oversight Committee probe into this entire incident. Can you explain to us what exactly they are investigating? Was there a crime committed? What's the problem here?
I can't really. You'd have to ask him. The issue here is, I think clearly for some people, the question of the timeline. So, you know, who knew what about Rob Porter when? But as I wrote yesterday in The Hill, there's a much larger issue here, and hopefully Trey Gowdy is going to look at that. And that's the question of who controls the whole security clearance process for those that are working in the White House. And is it potentially being exploited by holdovers, people from the last administration, to subtly subvert the work of the new administration? Because in my experience, I saw people very highly qualified people who were loyal to the president, offered positions in the National Security Council, whose clearances were slow-rolled by the CIA. The SCI portion of their clearance was slow-rolled. I saw a detailee from the DOD who had his clearance suspended by his former boss simply because he didn't like the fact that he was working for the Trump administration. And I saw, you know, various things that indicate to me the system is broken, and given the last 8 years of highly politicized activity at the FBI, DOJ, and even the CIA, we have a real potential problem here.
Are you saying that there've been a range of Trump officials that have been held to interim security clearances because of political actors who are keeping them in that status?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can even, you know, there's also the issue of just staffing the White House. As I wrote in my piece at the beginning of, you know, just after we came in, I requested three individuals by name from the FBI to come and work for me at the White House. These are people who'd I taught in the past. I knew them personally. The FBI slow rolled that for 6 months, which is unheard of. The idea that the White House wants people to come over, that should be an HR function that takes about 2 weeks. And at the end of the day, I had a senior agent at the FBI tell me, you need to understand, and this is a direct quote, the seventh floor of the Hoover Building looks at the Trump White House as, quote-unquote, the enemy. That's the problem, because the FBI works for the president, as does the whole intelligence community.
Well, that's clearly very troubling, and I've heard you tell that anecdote before, and one would shudder to think that that's real. When you talk about this, you know, the White House in the past week has said that the security clearance for Rob Porter got bottlenecked in a place called the White House Personnel Security Office, the FBI, claiming, Christopher Wray claiming, that they had made determinations about his security clearance that were reported back to the White House last year on at least two occasions. So what is the Personnel Security Office's role in all of this, where the White House has claimed they have career people there?
Right. So the way it works, and I give the thumbnail in the Hill piece, is an individual fills out their SF-86, which is this form about their history, their employment history, their family, any foreigners they're in contact with. Then that gets handed over to OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, and then the FBI gets involved. Contract investigators do interviews of their neighbors, their ex-wife, what have you. And then finally, and this can take more than a year, that report, that determination of whether that person is vulnerable or is a threat to national security, comes back to the White House if they're supposed to get a special compartmented information clearance as well. The CIA does that portion of it, goes back to this personnel security, the security office for personnel of the White House. They look at that package. They don't have the capacity to do interviews the way the FBI does. They make a recommendation to the chief of staff, and at that point, the final decision is made as to whether the person gets the clearance. But that office is a tiny office. I mean, in comparison to the CIA and the FBI, it's a fraction of the personnel. So really, it's a rubber stamping effort.
So isn't this, though, where John Kelly can come in and say, look, we've got to move on these things faster? Does he have any pull to expedite these clearances if he thinks they're being slow-rolled?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is the problem. In the last decade, we've seen a mushrooming. Almost a million people have clearances in America, which is just insane. There has to be a prioritization. The idea that you've got, a few dozen people in the White House at the top of the United States national security structure, and in many cases, these people are waiting for more than a year to get from interim to permanent is insane. And to find out that people are held hostage by agencies who potentially don't like them. I know an individual was offered one of the directorships at the NSC, immensely qualified individual. The individuals of the CIA didn't like him, and so they just refused to expedite his clearance, and as such, he had to rescind, he had to refuse the office. So, yes, the chief of staff works for the president. He's a senior-ranking person you can imagine in the U.S. government, so in theory, he could say, I want these yesterday, make it happen. And, you know, the conclusion of my article is the president of the United States needs to reassert control over this whole process, because guess what? The intelligence agencies don't work for themselves. Their purpose for existing is to inform the decision-making capacity of the president in the interests of the United States. So, he's the boss.
What do you make of all of these, like, former and supposedly current White House officials leaking, and not just leaking, but Anthony Scaramucci and Corey Lewandowski have both laid blame at the feet of John Kelly, and in the former's case, Anthony Scaramucci, he's calling on him to resign. Are you on board with that?
Not at all. We could spend some time about the disgusting things Omarosa's done. Corey never worked for the administration. How long was Anthony in the building? What was it, 6 days? My interactions with Chief of Staff Kelly reaffirmed everything that is known about him. He's a legend in the Marine Corps. He is an incredibly decisive, efficient individual, as you'd expect of a four-star Marine Corps general. So, no, Anthony doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm sorry. He doesn't know what went on inside the building, so he should keep his opinions to himself.
Yeah, and I think it's very hard when you have these people who maybe were scorned or felt that they should have been part of the administration and for whatever reason were let go. They have a very public forum because the media wants to hear them trash the president. So the microphone is always in front of their face and it makes them suddenly important and it feeds that entire thing. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it so much and have a wonderful weekend.
I'll see you guys in CPAC.
See you then.
Right, see you then. It's 8:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this Friday Eve commute. I'm just trying to make it sound better, guys, because we are busy. Commuters being tested this morning first. Let's go George Washington Parkway. We're still dealing with the crash. Southbound as you come off the Beltway through McLean. Accident before 123. Had an accident that involved the overturned on the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway, north of the Memorial Circle, north of 110, so still trying to recover there. Still a lot of activity. 395 most of the way from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We are bunched up. Now, here's what's going on 95. Why are you sitting in these delays? Well, north of the Occoquan, jammed through Lorton, Newington. Prior to the Beltway, we still have two lanes blocked with the crash. On Braddock Road, coming inbound at Roberts Road for the accident activity. So if you normally come past George Mason University, past that area, it's going to be heavier than normal. Now, for Maryland, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, latest incident had been in Jessup, southbound near 175. So I told you we've been busy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, overcast skies, slight chance of a rain shower, high around 70, so warm today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies early, then becoming cloudy, periods of rain later, low of 60. Tomorrow, rain to start your day. It's going to stay cloudy. We'll have rain again in the afternoon, chance of rain 60%. We'll start the morning off at 62 degrees, with temperatures then falling to near 50. Currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 8:17. In this traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
All right, you heard about this movie Black Panther?
How can you not hear about it?
Everyone's heard about it. It's the Marvel movie, a cool Marvel superhero that has been around for a while, finally in movie form. He's actually made an appearance in some of the prior movies, and including Captain America: Civil War, things like that. So now you've got a Black Panther movie, and it's doing really well. Rotten Tomatoes has it at 98%. Audiences everywhere seem to be enjoying it, which is great. But at the same time, there's this weird sort of like social justice warrior thing going on with it at the same time, which, you know, should not surprise you. I guess nowadays everything is a social justice crusade. But there's a woman by the name of Emily Lakdawala, okay? Emily Lakdawala. So listen to this title. I need a title like this. Senior Editor and Planetary Evangelist.
That is one of the best titles I've ever heard.
There are a few titles. The best title, I think, is Supreme Allied Commander. That's the one I want.
That's a good one.
She works for the Planetary Society, according to her Twitter account. And she tweeted the following out about opening weekend for Black Panther. So I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for opening weekend because I did not want to be the white person sucking black joy out of the theater. What's the appropriate date for me to buy tickets? Is next weekend okay? She asks Twitter. She wants to know, at what point is it not racist for her to attend a movie that has a black lead in it? I think this is racist, Emily.
Okay, a couple of thoughts. She's totally joking and totally trolling the left here because it's so absurd. Or I think that I see this as so absurd that this could possibly be a joke.
Okay.
On the other hand, political correctness, white shame, and being a white person, you are now second class. That has been so drilled into us in the last, 5 years or so, that your mere presence is offensive to people of color. I kind of get where people, white people, may be like, I'm not going to go to the movie because that's for black people only. And if I'm a white person, I can see where people with, I'm not saying I would feel this way, but I can see where we've gotten to that point in shaming white people for their quote unquote whiteness, that she wouldn't go because someone's going to say something to her. She'd be like, you know what? I'm just not going.
This is a person with a weak constitution. I you know, it's pretty funny. Like, what does she need, like, a black person to tell her it's okay? Is that how this works?
It's one or the other. Either she's totally trolling or that's exactly what she needs. And I will tell you,
I need permission to go see Black Panther.
If I wanted to see this movie, I wouldn't go to a movie theater because I do not want to open myself up to any kind of abuse or whatever that's going to come my way. So you know what? The left has now, as far as I'm concerned, succeeded in making people like me say, you know what? I'm just not going to go see your movie.
It's a superhero movie.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see it. Well, I wouldn't go see it anyway. But if I were so inclined, I wouldn't go.
It's like kids and people who remember how cool it was to be kids who like movies like this. Or like, what is the whole point of, anyway? So she's upset about it. So, again, she's saying that she was asking the public, how long should she wait to buy tickets to go see Black Panther? And Ben Shapiro, who we've had on this show, great Ben Shapiro, responds, you must never go out in public again. That is the only way to ensure that others will not be offended by your presence.
He's hilarious. He's very funny. I love that. I love this. But don't you think, I saw another article yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me, but I saw another piece yesterday. Parents talking about how their sons want a Black Panther superhero costume.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're afraid because their kid's white that it's going to be seen as, you know, like, you can't do that because you're white, so you can't have that costume because that's cultural appropriation or whatever.
No, I love
their
this.
Kid.
I love this trend where you can't dress up as Princess Jasmine anymore.
Well, exactly, because this is
color.
But this is how crazy the left is, and they will get in your kid's face because they believe that so strongly that this is such a visceral reaction that it's some form of hate speech that they have the right to get in your 8-year-old son's face because he's white and he's dressing like Black Panther, and that's a black superhero. I'm serious.
Well, remember the whole notion. Speaking of Ben Shapiro, he's been great on this stuff. Remember the whole notion that Black Panther was, quote, the first blockbuster film with black hero front and center. Salon, the liberal magazine, tweeted that last week, declaring that he's the first hero front and center that's black. Ben Shapiro, again, responds, Blade, Independence Day, Shaft, Men in Black, Hancock, Django Unchained, and just keeps on typing movies. How much context do you have to lack in order to come up with such a dumb article? Anyway, it sounds like it's pretty good. I'm not going to ask anybody for permission, except for the guy who sells me the ticket.
There you go, 822 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Arlington or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship, select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WML.com/cruise.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. For kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway pushing southbound quite slow. The crash is going to be after 175, but before you get to Route 32. So if you're heading past the airport exit up ahead, you will see those brake lights. Your breakaway point, though, again, after 175. Now let's go Virginia over near George Mason University. It's the trip on Braddock Road, which takes a hit with the crash. Heading inbound, eastbound Braddock Road at Roberts Road, and that's giving us delays back. Oh, looks like back near University Mall, back near 123. So be ready for that. Still with the crash, Interstate 95 in the Springfield area, northbound 95. Before you get up to the Beltway, still have two lanes blocked. And it looks like delays pretty much back toward the Occoquan. George Washington Parkway, it's been a tough go at it this morning. Southbound, still with the crash before 123. And northbound, we had one north of Memorial Circle involved the overturn. Traffic update now sponsored by Kubota. Kubota is a leading manufacturing zero-turn mowers, tractors, and utility vehicles. Experience the Kubota difference today. Visit gokubota.com to find a dealer near you. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 51 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
McDonald's is our kind of place. It's such a happy place. Happy place. A clean and happy place.
All right. So McDonald's, this is a wild headline to see. McDonald's slims down the Happy Meal by banishing cheeseburgers and chocolate milk.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Where's your pitchfork?
Listen, kids, this generation, kids are fat. There are a lot of kids are obese.
This is upsetting. McDonald's will soon banish cheeseburgers and chocolate milk from its Happy Meal menu in an effort to cut down on the calories, sodium, saturated fat, and sugar. Associated Press reporting this. Diners can still ask specifically for cheeseburgers or chocolate milk with the kids' meal, but you've got to go out of your way to get it.
Okay.
Which I thought was the whole point in the first place. That's how you order it, right? A cheeseburger Happy Meal? Anyway. It's kind of crazy. Why would they even touch this?
Listen, I get it. I think kids eat too much fast food, period. I think parents do it because it's easy, and the kids will eat the food because they like it because it's full of fat and salt and everything else that's unhealthy for them. And then when little Timmy is obese at the age of 8, we can't understand why.
Well, this is a story we are going to keep tracking. My family's a 6-piece chicken nugget meal family, though, so we're okay for now. 8:28 on WMAL.
Oh, no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter.
Troubles down the drain.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You use a popular search engine to find a business, but the business on the map doesn't exist.
It's just this huge, shady shell game.
Seven on Your Side shows you how fake businesses set the trap to run the hustle. See how it's costing you tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Getting more breaking news for you in D.C. Two
news from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to tackle this, the latest school shooting. We're going to try to break it down. We want you to tell us what frustrates you about this continual nonstop conversation. Excuse me, and I'll choke. In our country, it's now 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. President Trump speaking out through Twitter this morning about yesterday's mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school, saying there were, quote, so many signs that gunman Nicholas Cruz was disturbed. Quote, neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again. The mayor of the town, Christine Hunshofsky, agrees.
I think in hindsight, it's always easy to say we could have seen this, we could have seen that. But I think any time something like this happens, it's everyone's responsibility to learn something from it. Not just the police, but it's for us as residents to learn something from it.
At least 17 were killed, 15 are still in the hospital, and five of those victims are still fighting life-threatening injuries this morning. The British government says Russia is to blame for a global cyber attack that struck several major companies last summer, including the maker of Oreos, Mondelez, U.S. drug maker Merck, and FedEx. Russia denies the accusations, but FedEx said last fall, the attack cost it $300 million. Cheeseburgers and chocolate milk have been banished from McDonald's Happy Meal menu as the chain continues to try and make its food seem healthier. You can still ask for and receive those items, but they won't be up on the menu board any longer starting this summer when the chain took soda off the Happy Meal menu 4 years ago. Requests for it dropped by 14%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71,43. In sports, another gold for the U.S. Michaela Schifrin came from behind to win the women's giant slalom.
To have an opportunity to win a medal at all is incredible. So for me, yeah, I'm trying to stay focused on each event that I want to race. But today was, yeah, it was incredible.
Schifrin will try to win the regular slalom later today. Elsewhere, the Wizards come back to beat the Knicks. College hoops Duke over Virginia Tech. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's President's Sale. Special purchase 50% off a Samsung 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV, just $19.99. Whoa, that's big. Our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Which is why you can get that 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV for just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and this is huge. We even double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus, great deals from the home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating, power headrests, and an amazing selection of the home theater furniture you've always wanted. If you want to save big, then just listen to what our customers are saying.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
When it's date night, one thing is certain. People need rides. When you drive with Uber, you can earn extra money on your schedule and maybe use it to make your own date night something extra special. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. For us on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we have some late delays on Interstate 95. However, improvement on the way because they just cleared the crash causing these delays. Northbound 95 at the Beltway, everything over to the shoulder. So from Dale City, Lorton, Newington, jam solid. But the closer you get up into Springfield, the better the pace, even though you'll see some of those flashing lights, but out of the travel lanes. On Braddock Road, coming inbound still with quite the heavy volume. Still with the crash as you head past George Mason University area up toward Roberts Road. Do watch for police direction. Again, that's on the inbound side of Braddock Road. 66 will take you out to Haymarket. Still active with the crash involved the overturned tractor trailer from earlier this morning. Westbound 66 west of 15 Haymarket. The shoulder gets by and actually the volume through that area is starting to ease. It's the eastbound side now really bogging down, but they still have the left lane blocked eastbound before 15 Haymarket. All right, Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, now with lanes open. Southbound BW Parkway, right near 175. You're moving past the crash now without anything blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very mild air in place on a southwest breeze already. Getting into the 50s this morning, up near 70 this afternoon. Not a record, though. The record 77. Maybe a shower. Better chance of rain later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 47 in Burke, 50 in Gaithersburg, 51 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise. Let's talk about this school shooting. We have to talk about it, and I hate doing this because we do this far too often, which I think is a question that needs to be examined. But we want to talk to you about what frustrates you about this, because I know I'm frustrated. Vince is frustrated about this. We're frustrated about the fact that this happens more often now. We're frustrated that there doesn't seem to be any kind of answer. We're frustrated that we think people are looking at the wrong questions or asking the wrong questions. What frustrates you about having to have this conversation? 888-630-9625. And what frustrates you about the conversation? Just a couple of quick comments here and then I'll get to your calls. Blair says, what frustrates me about the gun quote debate? One, it isn't a debate. Two, all of the suggestions, with the exception of mental health access and an total outright ban, are not going to fix any problems. Three, there's too much focus on the shooter. Four, some of the reporters on TV almost seem giddy whenever something like this happens. Jeffrey says, commenting on the fact that these school shooters are almost always, I think they are so far, white males. Is it not possible that the constant barrage of anti-male, anti-white, anti-heterosexual propaganda to which these boys are subjected daily in schools affects their instincts, their natural instincts bred into them? Some children may just not be able to reconcile this bizarre world of political correctness, and they act out. There's a lot of questions that I think need to be asked. My frustration is I don't think we ask the right right questions. We don't ask why this is happening now when it didn't happen a generation ago. And there were more guns sitting in trucks in the student parking lot. So that bothers me. And we don't look at why, and we don't look at what's going on with our young males in suburban America.
You know what frustrates me is you mentioned how frequently we see things like this happen. Gun control advocates are trying to pretend like they happen even more frequently.
Yes.
They want to make it seem like it's nonstop. Have you seen this number going around, 18 shootings this year so far?
I have seen it, and someone posted the link because they know I'll ask for the link. If you follow that story through to the link of the map of the gun shootings and you start to look at them, one of them that's considered a shooting was someone cleaning a gun and it went off. And no one was hurt. That's not a shooting in a school.
Twice someone shot themselves. One featured a man shooting himself in a former school parking lot. And then on January 10th, a teen killing himself in an Arizona elementary school bathroom. These are suicides. Four times a bullet was fired through a school or dorm window. Not a mass shooting situation. There's one incident involving a BB gun. I mean, these are all lumped together. And where does this data come from? A gun control organization, Every Town for Gun Safety. This is a gun control organization. The press is just straight up running with it. They're not stopping at all. They're just running headlong with it. Why? Because it meets their political goals. And that's what's frustrating about this. That instead of actually looking for real solutions that apply to a case where there are real warning signs that led up to the shooter's actual activity, we basically seize a lawbreaker and repurpose him as an effort to go after law-abiding Americans. That's what happens. This is like the most routine thing we do in America. We constantly have this debate. So anyway, it frustrates me to see that. I mean, what frustrates me the most is to see so many young people gunned down in the prime of their lives.
Yeah.
In high school. It shouldn't happen. I agree with the president.
Yeah. Leo in Round Hill, what frustrates you about this problem that just never seems to go away? We just don't seem to be able to tackle it. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, the problem is we don't educate.
They got the wrong badge.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sorry, I'm going into a gun-free zone, as a matter of fact.
I see.
So we'll just say a sister organization of the one that had a gun incident yesterday. But we don't educate our youth. And I think if we did and we shared with them, you know, some of these things, you know, in the workplace, I was in the Pentagon when the Naval Yard thing happened, and all of a sudden it was all this active shooter stuff. And I looked around, I talked to my colleagues, and I said, what would you do if somebody came up out of the elevator and all of a sudden there's a gun aimed through the window? Because we have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to hide. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you going to do? There's nowhere to flight, as they say. And they're like, well, I don't know. I just, you know, would hope he wouldn't shoot me. And I says, no, you grab whatever you have in your hand and you throw it at him, and if you put this plan together with your colleagues. If somebody comes up, you have nowhere to go, you rush them. You have to do it. You have to train people to do the three things: hide, flight, or fight. And we need to teach our youth that. You know, the one teacher that had 19 students in a closet. Are you kidding me? If that kid had walked in there and discovered those, there would have been 19 more people killed. Yeah, they got lucky on that one. We need to train our youth and ourselves what to do. This is becoming a common occurrence. And, you know, what is it you're going to do? What if somebody walked into your studio? What are you guys going to do?
Right.
Where do you have to go?
I'm going to use Vince as a shield, personally.
Well, I tell you what, we shouldn't be a society of fainting goats.
I agree with you, Leo. I cannot agree with Leo more. It's so true. When you think about it, and I think more of us are thinking about things like, yeah, what if that happened in your place of work? What are you going to do? There aren't a lot of options for most of us. Let's go to Izzy. Izzy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What frustrates you about this conversation that we seem to have on a regular basis?
Hi, are you speaking with me?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Susie.
Oh, Hi. Susie. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thank you. I really appreciate the conversation so far. And the person that just spoke, talking about the reality of this, we've accepted that this is the norm. This is the way it's going to go. The thing that frustrates me is I don't think people expect that there's going to be a solution, and we're operating at the level of emotions only. And you watch with news that's 24/7 nowadays, they have to fill it. And the segment that I watched yesterday, this woman, because the kids were told to look straight ahead, to not look at the bodies on the ground, she started describing the bodies that they probably saw. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous that what we want, it's like we want to feed our emotions. And we need to look and we need to rediscover our moral compass on these things.
Yeah, and to have logical solutions, you've got to have a logical debate.
Yep.
You can't be driven by emotion. It's not going to work that way.
And that is part of the problem. It's a good point about emotions, that's what this is driven by. Instead of asking those questions that make us uncomfortable, that we have to ask. 8:45, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the Pfizer's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we've been really struggling here on the George Washington Parkway this morning. Started first northbound, right north of Memorial Bridge, north of 110 with the overturned vehicle. And of course, that's a lot to go on around that curved roadway there. So delays, not only just back to the 14th Street Bridge, but off and on this morning, really, as you come north of Slater's Lane up past Reagan National Airport. So it's going to be a while till we can clear this northbound GW Parkway rush hour out here. It does thin out in some spots as you approach the 14th Street Bridge, but then you're back on it again as you push north around toward the Memorial Circle. Now southbound, heavy at the overlooks, and that takes you down to the bridges. Also southbound, we had the earlier accident. You heard me talk about it coming through McLean toward 123. That's been cleared, and those delays leaving the Beltway past Turkey Run finally have eased out, so some relief there. Let's go 270 out of Clarksburg, Gaithersburg, Rockville down to the Beltway with stop and go. Earlier we had the crash at 370. That's been cleared for a while. Baltimore Washington Parkway, some hope is in sight here. The crash southbound 175 gone, and those delays are starting to ease through the Jessup area. Beyond and Laurel do have some of that heavy morning rush hour still in effect. And a real quick note out in the Haymarket area, crew still with the crash on 66 westbound west of 15. We have at least the shoulder getting by westbound, and the left lane is still blocked eastbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 8:47. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Show.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Having a discussion about the school shooting in Florida and what frustrates you about having to have this conversation. For us, it seems like we just keep having the same thing. We just go round and round in circles. Nothing ever gets accomplished. What about it frustrates you? Let's go to Waldorf and Robert on line 8. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. You know, everybody talks about this AR-15.
Yeah.
People need to understand something about this AR-15. You pull the trigger one time, one round comes out. A shotgun is more deadly than an AR-15. I have a shotgun sitting right here. I got a 12-gauge shell in my hand, and inside this shell is 12 30-caliber pellets. Now, if he'd have went in there with a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun and started cranking off one round, one pull of the trigger with this shotgun cranks off 12 30-caliber rounds. A AR-15 is not the problem. The solution to it is another guy with a shotgun or an AR-15. That's what needs to be done. The rest of it is all moot.
Yeah, a lot of misinformation about weapons of all kinds, but specifically the AR-15. The AR does not stand for assault rifle. It's a 223 caliber usually. It's a good intro weapon, actually, for a lot of shooters who haven't used a rifle before because it has a low recoil, and it helps you. There's good accuracy. There's all sorts of things. There's all sorts of myths, actually, about not only the AR-15, but assault rifles broadly. Most of this is just a cosmetic question. What does the gun look like?
Yeah.
But as Robert points out, it's a semi-automatic weapon. One pull, one bullet.
Absolutely. And we tend to call assault weapons weapons that the left thinks look scary. And I think that these shooters do tend to use an AR-15. That seems to be the gun of choice because it does look scary. I think that it makes them feel like big men. You know, like that's what this is
but
about.
Most people don't die in shootings in the United States from AR-15s. They die from handguns. That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben in Ashburn, good morning. Ben, you're on Mornings on the Mall. What is so frustrating to you about this?
Well, I was just going to say that this is the kind of thing you have to kind of expect if, you know, after 100 years of teaching kids that life is meaningless, that we came from nothing. We're the result of random mutations. That's why suicide rates are so high. That's why you see an increase in these mass shootings. They've been taught that life is meaningless.
Well, that's such a great point. And, Ben, also it's the reason why you have people mocking people who think that turning to prayer is a good solution.
That's right. Joy Behar mocking the vice president, saying that Christianity is a mental illness because he believes that God speaks to him. That's definitely a good point. 850 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Winchester Family Sports Center. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the SGK Winchester Gun Show has all of your shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Winchester Gun Show at the Body Renew Fitness and Family Sports Center. Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 10 to 4.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Christmas was more than a month ago, but I was still having this discussion the other day about Christmas music. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. So this friend of mine loves Christmas, but also hates Christmas music. Makes him kind of a Grinch, I think. But turns out he's not alone. A 2011 Consumer Reports poll found almost 25% of Americans think it's one of the most dreaded aspects of the holiday season. What gives? Christmas creep, for one. How the holiday seems to start earlier every year. Also, a colleague at work looked through a bunch of studies and found that retailers have learned how to use our emotions to tap into our wallets. Faster-paced pieces like Jingle Bell, she says, energize shoppers and move them more quickly through a store. That's why many rely on slower tempo tunes to relax shoppers and entice them to spend more time and more money. Bah humbug. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Wondering which 401k is right for you? Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely can make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients, and we'd be happy to help you with your retirement plan decisions.
Chase Hinterstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Virginia 66. Still a little bit of volume here as you make travels eastbound through Centerville, Fair Oaks, Fair, and heading up through to the Beltway. Get ready if you're paying the toll inside the Beltway and getting through the tunnel and into the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Still quite slow out of Arlington. Reports of a stalled on the bridge, blocking one lane. Now, on the George Washington Parkway, southbound, we've cleared out past 123. That crash along the way coming out of McLean gone. It's now from the overlooks, and that takes you not only down to the Key Bridge, but of course with the stall on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy. Northbound GW Parkway still below speed coming out of Old Town toward Reagan National, and again, pockets of delays between the 14th Street Bridge and the Memorial Circle from the earlier crash. It's been quite busy. DC heading through Chevrolet and Riverdale still have the volume to go south onto 295 to get you past East Capitol Street, and now everyone focused right at the beginning of the 11th Street Bridge. And that's where we have a report of a fender bender. Update is now sponsored to you by Davison Invention Services. That's it. If you have an idea for a new product or app, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. It's at 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Honey, I think it's time to get a new fence.
What? We're barely into the new year.
And we really need a new deck.
Yeah, but do you really think that now's the time? I mean...
It's the perfect time, because for a limited time, Long Fence is offering its lowest prices of the year.
Hmm, good point. I'll go to longfence.com right now and schedule a free estimate.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer, and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean 2 rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Did you know that most homes will sell in less than 30 days in the spring real estate market? So why throw away your money paying high real estate commissions? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and only 0.5% commission at closing. At Wilson Realty Group, we say an educated client is our best client. So be smart with your money. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, we'll have another update from the Olympics. Hopefully, we'll have more on the immigration debate that is happening or not happening, because I'm not quite sure how you have an immigration debate if half the room is not speaking to the other half of the room. It's like a CYO dance over there.
It helps to talk. That's right. They're all waiting by the punch bowl.
Yeah. And here's Chris Plank to
it's
tell
like
us.
It's like a CYO dance. Is that what you
said? Yeah, the Democrats
are
on one side, Republicans are on the other. Nobody's talking.
What argument is left to have that isn't a dumb argument on this debate?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The family of the teen accused of killing at least 17 people in a Florida high school yesterday is struggling to comprehend Nicholas Cruz's rampage. Family attorney Jim Lewis.
There was some disciplinary problems, some fights. He was a smaller kid. And some indication that there might have been some bullying going on. But again, he'd been away from the school for over a year and had never shared with them any contempt for the school or anybody here. No anger, just a lot of depression and stuff going on around the loss of his mother.
Cruz's family must not have looked at his social media accounts. They were full of dark messages and images telegraphing his motives. President Trump tweeted this morning that when you see the signs, you must report them to authorities again and again. From school violence in Florida to gang violence in our area, a member of MS-13 has pleaded guilty in federal court in Greenbelt to racketeering charges that include the murder of rival gang members. According to court records, 26-year-old Selvin Salazar and two others targeted their rivals as a way to move up in the ranks. Salazar has entered the U.S. illegally twice. He was deported 6 years ago but made his way back in. An immigration deal is in play in the Senate today.
Moderates are putting their hopes into a plan to allow Dreamers to remain with a pathway to citizenship, but then commit $25 billion to the border wall and other security measures. But it also includes a prohibition of chain migration for newly recognized Dreamers. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
To break the chain, we're going to say that parents can't be sponsored by the DREAM Act child they brought in illegally, because if you don't deal with that issue, 1.8 becomes 5 or 6 million.
The centrist proposal, however, does not include the major changes and limits on legal immigration President Trump and hardliners want.
At the Capitol, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A big increase in federal defense spending might mean a big resurgence in some Northern Virginia communities.
Arlington County leaders make no bones about it.
It certainly remains the case that we are tightly linked.
The whims of federal spending of a big impact on Northern Virginia's economy, says Arlington Board Chair Katie Crystal. The past few years of uncertainty have left places like Crystal City with a growing office vacancy rate.
You're also home to a great number of defense contractors. We know that a lot of them have been hesitant or holding back on signing long-term office leases as long as we were in this land of continuing resolution.
Now, with a $500 billion increase in defense spending approved last week, Crystal says they may be turning a corner.
We hope we've seen the peak of that office vacancy rate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County's proposed 2019 budget is out.
Loudoun County Administrator Tim Hemstreet says the state of the county remains strong.
The nation's top bond rating agencies again affirmed Loudoun County's triple-AAA rating.
But as it continues to grow, one option, he says, is to raise the real property tax rate, with the money going to the school district.
The additional $8.2 million that would be provided to LCPS would bring the gap between the school board's request and the available funding to $2.6 million.
The board will hold three public hearings on the budget before taking a vote. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. school system's taking pressure off teachers to pass students in their classes, telling teachers in an email that passing rates will not be taken into account when teachers receive their annual performance assessments. Chancellor Anton Wilson says he was hearing concerns the school system's putting promotion above doing the right thing, and he wants to change that culture. The change in assessments is temporary. New policies will be in place for next fall. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71,43. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Mark Levin weeknights 6 to 9.
But exactly how do they do that?
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Remarkable.
Details at WMAL.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 6 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
905 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.